Welcome to Singer Liwek's podcast series, brought to you by the professionals of Singer Liwek from various areas of expertise. Our podcast series touch upon different subjects related to growth, strategy, tax advisory services, and technical and regulatory matters. Hi, Reg. How are you? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Welcome to Singer Liwek's podcast on starting your own business, owning your own business, and living the American dream. So tell me about yourself and your role at DCV Franchise Group.
Thank you, Mina. A little bit about myself. I've been in the industry of franchising really my entire career. I was in the hospitality industry for many, many years, working for Hyatt Hotels, and Hotel Business is a franchise organization. And when I left the hospitality industry, I began assisting entrepreneurs in the placement of financing, writing business plans, helping them open businesses, acquire businesses, or expand the business that they're currently in. DCV Franchise Group was something that happened, quite frankly, organically, as a result of what we were putting out there in assisting so many people, as I said, in wanting to live that American dream, be their own boss, or buy an existing business, expand, or whatever the case might be. The focus of DCV Franchise Group originally was primarily based on securing financing. We're masters of SBA financing, and so we really are known, in fact, in the franchise industry as being the experts in SBA financing placement. But we've evolved from that. We have gone into consulting, working with folks who have a dream of wanting to open a certain kind of business, and so we'll take that dream and turn it into a reality, and we'll make that reality become a business that can then become a franchise and go from there.
Excellent. So nowadays we are actually living in the entrepreneurial business model. I think a lot of more people are starting their own businesses these days. Mm-hmm. And so truly it is the American dream for a lot, but it doesn't always necessarily means that it's going to succeed. So what do you say to those people who have that vision, that dream of starting their own business? What advice can you give people so that they don't go into it but fail? Because the whole idea is to succeed when you start a business. So what advice can you give those aspiring entrepreneurs or early stage entrepreneurs so that they can actually succeed and build lasting businesses?
That's a great question, and thanks for asking that, because that's what we do really all day, every day, is advise folks on how they should become prepared. And one of the things, in fact, I had a conversation with a gentleman right before you and I sat down, Mina, and it was with the gentleman who has a dream of opening his own business for the latter part of his life. And so I really tried to help him understand what kinds of things he needed to do to be prepared to get his business started and do what it is that he wants to do. And one of the things that we talked about first was really hanging on to your own personal wealth, your cash, for example, maintaining strength in your personal balance sheet, making sure that that is strong, because having a strong personal balance sheet is what's going to allow you to grow. If you just go in and buy a business and blow your cash is gone. It's going to take you a while to get that cash back in a return on investment. And so you really have to analyze, where do I sit right now financially? Am I strong? Am I somebody who a banker will desire to lend to? And to be able to get financing initially, get your business off the ground, decide later on, should I pay off the loan? Because a lot of loans have no prepayment penalty. But get that business launched, get cash flowing, make sure it's sound, and at that point do a reevaluation. If you want to pay down the loan or what have you, then reevaluate down the line once your business is solid and grounded. That's the most important thing.
So Reg, there's this constant, I guess, understanding or misunderstanding, if you will, that startups cannot get loans. But I've seen you in action. I've seen what DCV has done for certain clients. According to what I've seen through your practice, is that that's not necessarily true. Startups can get loans to start their businesses.
Again, something we do all day, every day. And I really don't want to sound like I'm selling here. That's not what this is about. This is really about educating and helping people understand, like what you just said. So many people think that it's impossible to get financing for a startup. Your neighbor, for example, maybe tried to get financing for a startup and they couldn't. All they did was trash the bank, trash the process, trash the SBA, when in fact it has only to do with their particular situation. Every single person's financial composition is different. And so it's important to first, as I was saying earlier, analyze what you have. Get with somebody who can tell you that you're bankable or you're not bankable. And if you're not, what do I need to do to become bankable? Because banks are lending. There's no question. We had an economy downturn here a few years ago that we're still evolving out of gradually, but have done fairly well. During that time, it was difficult to get loans. There's no question about it. But they were still lending to startups. We were helping people who had a job today and weren't going to have one tomorrow, or had one yesterday and don't today. And we were getting them loans for startups.
Well, money always has to circulate, so it's never going to stop.
Exactly.
It's just that you have to either be prepared or get in the right process or talk to the right people to get you prepared.
That's for sure. Exactly what I was saying earlier. You've got to go through that analysis. And if you're committed to really doing this, then you're going to sit down and you're going to look at your balance sheet and you're going to be honest with yourself.
Right.
And you're going to look at how much cash do I have on hand? How much can I save over the next period of time? You're going to look at your debt. And let me mention this too about debt. A lot of people will say, I'm going to pay off all my credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't necessarily do that. First of all, it might trash your credit because you need to actually keep a certain amount of revolving debt going in order to keep your credit scores high. But paying off your debt is going to liquidate your cash and could offset your balance sheet. Be nice to be debt free, but that's not what a bank is looking for necessarily.
Right.
They're looking for that balance. And so be careful about that because this is a mistake that's made a lot of times.
So, Reg, I know that there's the idea and starting from the garage and starting with your own concept of business, but there's also the idea of starting or buying into a franchise, which is what DCV specializes in.
Mm-hmm.
What advice can you give either way? You know, sometimes it's better to get into a built model, a proven model. So let's say someone wanted to avoid starting from their garage, starting from scratch, starting that whole launching of a concept. Let's think about someone wanting to already go into an established business. How does that work? What's the first step? What do you have to evaluate to buy a franchise?
Franchising is franchising because they are proven models.
Mm-hmm.
They're proven models that work, have been around a long time. I mean, of course, McDonald's is the first example that a lot of people think about. But a franchise is what I refer to oftentimes as a paint by number. If you paint by number, meaning you do what the franchisor tells you you need to do to be successful, you're going to be. A lot of people will buy a franchise and think if they open the business, sit behind the cash register, that the customers are just going to come because there's a sign on the building. That's not the case.
It rarely happens.
Rarely. You've got to get in there. You've got to do local marketing. You have to be on top of your franchise system, too. You have to make sure that the national advertising that they're doing includes you. Those kinds of things. So franchising is a phenomenal way to go. It works very, very well for an individual who is just unsure about starting their own business, feels like maybe they don't know all the ins and outs of being a business owner. A franchisor is the perfect hand-holding entity to help you be successful. Now, if you have the confidence to open a business and not go the franchise route, there are plenty of people who are able to do that too. But you darn well better be sure that you know what kind of systems you need to have in place, what kind of operations manuals you need to have. When I was first a business owner on my own coming out of corporate America, I knew the first thing I had to do was get an employee handbook. If I was going to hire employees, I darn well better have an employee handbook. So it's things like that that you need to think about. Are your posters in the back kitchen or back wall of your office area about California wage and hour law or federal laws and that kind of thing? There's just so many intricacies that you've got to think about when you're a business owner that franchising takes over for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a paint by number, and you do what they say you're going you need to do, and you're bound to be
successful. It's the building blocks.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So franchising, and actually it's a very good way to go into business ownership when you don't really want to go through the pain of starting a business from scratch. You're jumping into something that's semi-built, mm-hmm. still have to put in the work yourself, but you're buying into an established brand, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you know what the investment is? Are these set numbers? How does this work?
The main document that governs a franchise is called the Franchise Disclosure Document. It's an FDD, is the acronym, and it's greatly regulated by the Federal Trade Commission. The Franchise Disclosure Document is what I sometimes refer to as the how are we going to play nice in the sandbox document. But in the Franchise Disclosure Document, in item 7 in particular, item 7 is the estimated initial investment. So there's a table in item 7 that outlines from the franchise fee to working capital all of the different things that you're going to need to buy in order to open the business. And then it gives you a range. So if you're going to go into a 1,400 square foot location versus a 5,000 square foot location, it's going to give you the range of what it's going to take to open the business.
Excellent. And so, again, just to recap, going a little bit back to the beginning of our podcast, it all boils down to money.
Mm-hmm.
What if someone thinks, I could never buy into this? I don't have that kind of cash. I don't have those kind of finances. Tell us a little bit again about how you can help someone. First, get your finances in order or get ready for the process.
Well, in both cases, first is the analysis. You have to go through that analysis of understanding what your financial composition is. And if you're not financially composed and prepared to start your own business, then it's important to get information on what do I need to do to achieve that position of being able to buy the business. And this especially points to financing. But it also points to if you are going to spend your own cash, you want to make sure you have plenty of cash reserves set aside for the future and so forth. But analyzing the situation that you're in is so critical.
That's the first step. And then have you seen situations where someone just, there's something that they're just not bankable at all, not even in the short term or the long term? Or are those things fixable? You can always get there?
I would say never is a long time. Never is impossible to me. Never is not in my vocabulary. Now, I'm a very realistic person. I don't live in the clouds by any means. But never is, I believe, for somebody who just doesn't want to take the steps necessary to get there. And so if you're willing to take those steps, things can be corrected. Let's take credit, for example. Mm-hmm. We've worked with people who've had bankruptcies, who've had liens on their credit report, have had collections and all of these kinds of things. Well, we have partnered with an organization that does incredible work in credit restoration. It might take time, but are you willing to invest that time to get to where you want to be? Are you going to wear out halfway through it, or are you committed to go through the entire process?
Excellent. Right. It's about commitment and persistence, right? Mm-hmm. So, Reg, thank you very much for giving us some insights into starting a business, financing a potential idea, or buying into a franchise. Reg, how can somebody reach you if they'd like to talk to you about starting the process or more information on some of the thoughts you just gave us? How can someone reach you?
Not very difficult at all. We have many offices here in California. We have an office in Denver, Colorado. We have outlets throughout the entire country. We actually have done work in Canada, Panama, and Puerto Rico. So going on to the internet, you can find us at www.singerleewack.com. There is a link for DCV Franchise Group there. Our phone number here in the Woodland Hills office is 818-999-3924. For those of you who don't know, Woodland Hills is in Southern California. But as I said, we have many offices all over. You can also reach me at my email address, which is rbyrd@singerleewack.com.